USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A San Diego man suspected of killing a woman in a crowded synagogue is now also being investigated in connection with arson at a nearby mosque. Authorities say 19-year-old John Ernest walked into the synagogue north of San Diego during Passover services Saturday, opening fire with an assault-style rifle, killing the woman and wounding three other people, including the rabbi. Ernest, now believed to have been the author of a manifesto that claims he set fire to a mosque last month. President Trump at a campaign-style rally in Wisconsin saying of the Mueller report.
So this witch hunt was never really just about me. It was always about stopping you, the millions and millions of freedom-loving citizens who rose up on that incredible November day.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Four people are dead in Seattle after a crane fell off the top of a building. Two of the dead are crane operators, two people in separate vehicles also killed when they were crushed by the falling crane. Witnesses say there was a strong wind just before that crane came down. A man was driving with four kids in the back of his pickup when he tried to get away from police on Saturday, backing up, hitting one officer, and then another officer opened fire as he was almost struck. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Three Oklahoma children have been shot by police after officers were going after the man who was in a truck with them. Olivia Hill is their mother.
My four-year-old daughter was shot in the head and she has a bullet in her brain. And my five-year-old has a skull fracture.
Police in Hugo believe William Scott was behind an armed robbery at a Pizza Hut.
Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak become chairman of the Board of Trustees at Hillsdale College west of Detroit. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A person of interest is in custody after five people were found dead in rural Tennessee. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says four homicide victims were found at a home in rural Sumner County, northeast of Nashville on Saturday. A fifth victim was found at a home nearby. The Bureau says after a massive manhunt, 25-year-old Michael Cummins is now in custody as a person of interest. A spokesman for the Bureau saying he couldn't provide any further information, including about the victims. A new poll says Joe Biden is the favorite in the crowded race for the Democratic presidential nomination. The Washington Post ABC News poll says the former vice president leads the field of 20 Democratic hopefuls with 17% support. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders coming in second with 11%. In third is South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg with 5%. And two suspected store thieves under arrest in Houston after one of the alleged burglars pocket-dialed 911. They were breaking into a Best Buy early Saturday. An alarm went off, and police say a 911 dispatcher fielded a call with only noise in the background. It later turned out to be from a cell phone in the pocket of one of the suspects. The call helped officers find the vehicle and arrest them. Well, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.